నారాయణ నమస్మిత్యాం నరుం చైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తుతోజయం ఉదీరయత్ నష్ట ప్రయేషు భాద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవాయ భవతు ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ హరే కృష్ణ. గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ టు ఎవ్రీవన్. వి కంటిన్యూ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిస్కసింగ్ ది ఎన్లైటన్మెంట్ దట్ జట్పరాద్ ఇస్ గివింగ్ టు మహారాజ్ రఘుగణ్, రిటన్ ఇన్ ది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫర్ అవర్ బెనిఫిట్ టు. దిస్ మార్నింగ్స్ టెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటు 5 Chapter 12 and text 8. Yadashita eva characharasya vidhamanistam bhavavam chanityam tanamato nyat vyavaharamulam nirupyatam sat kriyaya numeyam. Word for word translation. Yada, therefore, Shita in the earth, Eva certainly, Chara Acharasya of different bodies, some moving and some not moving. Vidama, we know. Nishtam, annihilation. Bhavavam, appearance. Cha, end. Nityam, regularly by the principles of nature. Tat, that. Namata, then simply by name. Anyat, other. Vyavahara mulam, cause of material activities. Nirupyatam, let it be ascertained. Satkriyaya, by actual employment. Anumeyam, to be inferred. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All of us on the surface of the globe are living entities in different forms. Some of us are moving and some not moving. All of us come into existence, remain for some time, and are annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth. We are all simply different transformations of the earth. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth that exist in name only. For everything grows out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth. In other words, we are but dust, and we shall but be dust. Everyone can consider this point. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the Brahma Sutra, it is said, Tad ananyatvam arambhavana shabda divya. And this is Brahma Sutra 2.1.14. This cosmic manifestation is a mixture of matter and spirit, but the cause is the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 20, it is said, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetara. The entire cosmic manifestation is but a transformation of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of illusion, no one can appreciate that God is none different from the material world. Actually, He is not different, but this material world is simply a transformation of His different energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Sruyate Chaitanya Charitamrita Majalila Chapter 13 Text 65 Purport. There are also other versions of this in the Vedas. Sarvam Kalavidam Brahma. Matter and spirit are all non-different from the Supreme Brahman, Bhagavan. Lord Sri Krishna confirms this statement in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Text 4. me bina prakriti astadha. The material energy is Krishna's energy, but it is separated from him. The spiritual energy is also his energy, but it is not separated from him. When the material energy is engaged in the service of the Supreme Spirit, the so-called material energy is also transformed into spiritual energy. Just as an iron rod becomes fire when placed in contact with fire. When we can understand by an analytical study that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes, our knowledge is perfect. Simply understanding the transformations of different energies is partial knowledge. We must come to the ultimate cause. Nate vidu swaga gatim hi jishnum. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 31. The knowledge of those who are not interested in knowing the original cause of all emanations is never perfect knowledge. There is nothing in the phenomenal world that is not produced by the supreme energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aromas from the earth are different scents manufactured and used for different purposes, but the original cause is the earth, nothing else. A water pot made of earth can be used to carry water for some time, but ultimately the pot is nothing but earth. Therefore, there is no difference between the pot and its original ingredient, earth. It is simply a different transformation of the energy. Originally, the cause or primary ingredient is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the varieties are only byproducts. In the Chandogya Upanishad, it is stated, Yataso miyekena pritpidena sarvam minmayam vigyatam syad vacha rambanam vikaro namedyam mukiti vasatyam. If one studies the earth, he naturally understands the byproducts of the earth. The Vedas therefore enjoin Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Evam Vigyatam Bhavati, Mundaka Upanishad 1:3. If one simply understands the original cause, Krishna, the cause of all causes, then naturally everything else is understood, although it may be presented in different varieties. By understanding the original cause of different varieties, one can understand everything. If we understand Krishna, the original cause of everything, we do not need to separately study the subsidiary varieties. Therefore, from the very beginning, it is said, Satyam Param Dimahi. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1. One has to concentrate one's understanding on the supreme truth, Krishna or Vasudev. The word Vasudev indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes. Matstani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avastita. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 4. This is the summary of the phenomenal and nominal philosophy. The phenomenal world depends on the nominal existence. Similarly, everything exists by virtue of the potency of the Supreme Lord, although due to our ignorance, the Supreme Lord is not perceived in everything. Om magina timirandasya jnana gena shalakaya chakshu unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharanti Swaha Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrinda Vineshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamahi Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sundibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tiyamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarini Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurachise Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Mahabedi Vacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspanaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the text Yadashita eva chara charasya vidamanitam bhavam janityam tanamato nyad vyavaharamulam nirupyatam sadkriyaya numeyam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. All of us on the surface of the globe are living entities in different forms. Some of us are moving and some not moving. All of us come into existence, remain for some time, and are annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth. We are simply different transformations of the earth. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth that exist in name only. For everything grows out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth. In other words, we are but dust, and we shall but be dust. Everyone can consider this point. So, Jatparat is instructing Maharaj Rahugan, who up to that time that he met Lord, met Jatparat, was thinking in a material way and was thinking wrongly about the connection between the material body and the soul. He really thought that all activities of the body connects to the soul. Whatever the body is feeling, the soul will feel the same. And Jatparat had to correct him. Because when Maharaj Rahugan thought that Jatparat might have been tired from carrying the palanquin, he said, well, you are feeling tired, therefore your soul must be tired. Jatparat caught that and explained to him, the soul doesn't go through the things that the material body goes through. But there is a connection, though. The connection is at the subtle level, the mind. Srila Prabhupada explained it. In fact, it was a while. It took a while for him to get through because devotees were still asking him questions. I want to talk about that a little later, the connection between the mind and the soul. But to come to this, I don't want to digress too much. The point being made here by Jatparat is that all of us living on the surface of this earth are living entities in different forms. All living entities in the world, total 8,400,000. That does not mean all of them live on this earth. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the earth is one tiny planet in one of the smaller universes of billions and billions and billions of universes. There are living entities, many of them among this 8,400,000, that are not living on this earth. One simple example is, those that are in the heavenly planets obviously don't live here. Gandharvas and so on. The wonderful musicians, the dancers and so on, they live in the heavenly planets, not on the earth. But they are also part of the 400,000 human species. So that's your example there. They all don't live here. A few of them are on this planet. So, Jatparaj is saying, we are focusing on this planet. We are living entities in different forms. We are souls in different bodies. Some of us are moving and some of us are not moving. The trees, for example, are not moving. But many other living entities are moving. The aquatics, those in the water, they move. The trees don't move. As a matter of fact, the Prabhupada started explaining in one lecture that the bodies, we start from the bottom are those who are, starting from the bottom are those who are living in the water, the aquatics. And then to the earth, the trees, none moving. And then the next is the insects. They can move. And then to the birds. They can even fly. But then again, the consciousness is not that great. All of these aquatics, then trees, then insects, then birds. Then to the animals. And then from the animals, then to the human beings who have this special body in terms of the fact that they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even if if they're lucky to take life seriously, they would come to the understanding by the mercy of a devotee that they don't even belong to this particular planet or anywhere in the material world. And they are away, they're out of the station, in the way of speaking. They're away from home. And we need to go back home to get our happiness back again. Full happiness. Bliss, as a matter of fact. All knowledge and no death. That's our situation. We are in this globe, as Jabbard like put it. Some of us moving, some of us not moving. All of us, he says, come into existence, remain for some time, and are annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth. That's our situation. Birth, we come into existence. The soul doesn't come into existence. The soul is always alive. But when you say come into existence, we are put into the body, supplied by the female, the woman that is pregnant, for human beings especially, and come into existence. Then we remain for some time. We call it growth and getting old. And then when his body is not functioning properly, then it gets to a point where it's over. The body is annihilated. And the soul goes on. The body then mingles with the earth in whatever form, whatever the tradition is, chooses to take care of the corpse, either by burning or by burying or by putting on top of a hill to be taken by as food by those living entities who do that, who like to eat flesh. But the soul is actually gone and the body is useless that time. It could just mixed with the earth. Different bodies. So, Jabbar is saying first, we are all simply different transformations of the earth. Not as if he's speaking at the body level now. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth that exist in name only. So, different bodies and their abilities, their strength and intellect, you know, the things that they can do on the physical level, that's just from the way the earth is made them. That's all. Everything goes out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, then again it mingles with the earth. So we are but dust, talking about the soil, dust, and we shall return to dust. Everyone can consider this point. He was saying this to Maharaj Rahugan so that Maharaj Rahugan would concentrate more on the soul and not the designation he's got from his body as a king. That is going to be for a period of time only. And his body will stop and will be annihilated and he will no longer be king. That particular designation will be gone. That was the point he was making. That is true for all of us too. A wealthy person is wealthy for this lifetime. And then at the end, something else will happen at the time of death. Where we go, Srila Prabhupada says, that time will be decided at the time of our death and the condition of our mind at the time we die, or just before we die, what we are considering. Krishna says we will get into that situation without a doubt. And we were explaining the other time in a different Bhakti Briksha that It's not like Krishna wants to put us in a different body. Wants to. No. We think ourselves into the next body. Literally. The mind takes pictures. Whatever you're thinking of, there's a picture of it in your mind. When you see something, as soon as you register it, the mind has registered that picture. And therefore, at the time of death, whatever the mind is thinking of, the mind is part of the subtle body. You are saying to the transcendentalist and the Lord's agent, this is what I'm focusing on. And they say, okay, fine. You're focusing on that, that you shall get. So that if you have a pet animal or bird, and at the time you're thinking about that bird intensely, how it's going to be taken care of because you're leaving your body, or how the animal, especially dogs, the people are very fond of, how they will be taken care of. Intense thinking about that particular image puts that image in the mind. That's the last thing you're thinking. You leave the body thinking about that, then transcendental system as well, this person's priority was the dog at the time, so we'll give you a dog's body. You think about that, then go experience what it is like. The person is not going back to Godhead, obviously. They're not going back to Godhead. They weren't thinking about God. That's why when a person is leaving a body, it is important to think about God. But then when you're going through pain, because the system, the senses of the body are shutting down, this whole trying to breathe and you can't breathe, you immediately get confused. You immediately get some sort of heavy discomfort. And how many people think straight in that kind of situation? When the senses are shutting down, when the person is getting ready to die, the senses shut down one by one. But the sense of hearing is still there. The sense of speaking won't be there. The person is dying, you don't speak then, especially they're dying slowly. At some point, they stop speaking. In fact, they open their mouth wide and relax their jaw. Relax their jaw, which makes their mind look open. The mouth look open. The mouth. They're not speaking. But they can hear. And that's why it's important to relate very well to devotees. Because they are the ones who will stop what they're doing to come assist you to remember Krishna so that you can go to Krishna's loka. Therefore, it is important to maintain a good relationship with devotees. They are the ones that will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that the person who is dying, who cannot speak, can hear Krishna's name. The mind is still there. When they hear Krishna's name, you go, whoops, yes, yes, I need to connect with Krishna. I remember my god sister, it's called Prema. By profession, she was an attorney here. But she succumbed to cancer and she was leaving the body. She was in the hospice. And when I heard that, again, just like any devotee would do that cares about, you know, their another devotee or even their God family member. So she was in Virginia, hospice in Virginia. I was in Pennsylvania. You had to go through Maryland to get to Virginia. I stopped everything at the time. I did have the time. I traveled 2.5 hours to the location where the hospice was. Her grown son was there. We had a discussion and about what to do, because he didn't know what to do. He was a young man and never been in a situation like he was in. He was the only child of this Mataji. And so he was looking for advice for anyone he could trust. So we talked a little bit. And then I saw her mother on the bed, my god sister, going in and out of sleep, a little bit awake and then you sleep again. Then I took her by the hand. As soon as I held the hand, she woke up and she saw me. And there were some things that she had not completed. And she and I had talked about having to do it. It was her situation as far as the services were concerned. You know, it involved real estate and so on that she had to deal with. Real estate that my spiritual master was living in. She was the one whose name was on it. Some things had to be done. She didn't complete it. And so she saw me and then she felt sad and says, Prayak said, I did not. And I said, Prema, stop. Prema, Prema, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And Juna said, Hare Krishna, then you continue Krishna, Krishna, and then he fell asleep again. You gotta remember Krishna. I was telling him, this is not the time to think about what you could have done or what you didn't do. We all serve a spiritual master to the best of our ability. At this time, you're getting ready to go. The only thing that matters is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then we arranged, we went to the nursing station and asked for a CD player. And I had the Hare Krishna mantra at the time on CD. Gave it to his son to play and play continuously so she could hear. And then I left. Devotees will assist you to go back to Godhead. So you have to maintain good relationship with them all of the time. So Jatpayat is saying we are just transformations of the earth that exist in name only. As far as the body is concerned. For everything grows out of the earth. When everything is annihilated, then again mingles with earth, with the earth. We come from dust, we're going to go back to dust. Now, Srila Prabhupada is considering this point in the purport. The cosmic manifestation is a mixture of matter and spirit. That the cause of it, though, is the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the one that's made that decision that coming to the material world, we will have a body based on our desire, and the spirit will be inside of the body. Therefore, when the egg of the female is in fact fertilized by the seminal fluid from the man, the soul also enters that small emulsified egg. Srila Prabhupada says it takes the form of a pea, P-E-A, pea. The soul is also there. The soul gives consciousness, and it's because of the presence of the soul that the body begins to go through its stages of developing into a full human being, especially if we're talking about humans, especially. So, that's what happens. When the soul leaves, the body is useless. The soul can leave even before the body is out of the womb, or it can leave after the womb. But the soul leaves, it means the body cannot grow. The soul gives consciousness, and it's because of the soul that the body grows at all. The mind is a subtle body. The intelligence is there. They're connected with the soul. And we said we're going to talk a little bit about this. So it seems like the way things are explained or simplified for us, that the soul is there and the subtle body is the mind, intelligence, and ego. That's also there. But there is a connection. First of all, the soul is in the heart area for us. The subtle body is also in the heart area. One should not confuse the brain with the mind. The mind is in the heart area. The intelligence is in the heart area. Srila Radhana Maharaj explains that. There is connection between the mind and the brain, though. That's there. The brain is physical. The soul is subtle. I mean, the mind is subtle. Now, so let's not talk about the brain at all, but just the mind. When the mind is polluted by thoughts that are not Krishna conscious and attitudes that are also negative, like envy, the way we envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead when we were in the spiritual world, we get put in this material world because our minds are contaminated. The mind of the soul is contaminated. Therefore, the entire soul and the mind and everything get put in the physical body in one quarter of the part of all of existence. One quarter, because the material world is one quarter of intense. Spiritual world is three quarters. It's much bigger. We get put here. And so Srila Prabhupada was making the point that with the mind, if we turn the mind fully to Krishna consciousness, fully, not partly, fully to Krishna consciousness, and our behavior and everything that we do to the best that we can use our senses to do is all geared directly or indirectly towards serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the mind is purified. It is the same mind that is with the soul, not a different one. Because if we think in terms of material stuff, it's not gross material. You cannot handle the mind. It's a change of consciousness. Cleaning up of this same mind. The same mind is the mind for the soul. And if it's dirty, then it's distinct. That's all. It's dirty, then it's distinct. And so it's being simplified that our subtle body, when we say it's different from the mind, it's because the subtle body, the mind at that time, is contaminated by all kinds of things that are material. And so this question was asked, do you mean, Srila Prabhupada, that the mind is, I remember Malati Prabhu, GBC Malati Mataji asked that question also, because there was a recording that I was listening to. And it was obvious people aren't getting it yet. So Prabhupada was asked to explain he explained three times actually. He said it, and then he had to explain it twice. So three times he mentioned it. This mind is the mind for the soul originally, because it is pure at that time. When we mess it up, in other words, when we're in the spiritual world, we're only the soul, right? It says that way. But it is the thoughts of the soul that's negative, envying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that got us into the material world in the first place. It wasn't the mind from somewhere else. It's just the mind of the soul that did that. And the entire soul got moved to the material world. So when the soul here in the material world, as we say in the subtle body, is purified, then it is back to functioning with the mind in the spiritual world. That's all. It's not like you get a new mind. You don't. It's the same one. A purified one. It's dirty. It's here. It's clean. It's there. That's all. It's there. Here means the material world. It's clean. It's back in the spiritual world. So you won't get a different thing. So His Holiness Bhashana Swami explained it also in a very simple way. A person that is leaving the material world to go back to the spiritual world, being favored for what they've done, the effort they put in Krishna consciousness, and therefore through the spiritual master, they're getting an opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. He put it this way. Krishna destroys the subtle body. Krishna destroys the subtle body. It does not mean that Krishna says you don't have a mind anymore. The mind is cleaned up. And Krishna blocks the chance of that mind thinking negatively and thinking enviously. That thing is blocked by Krishna. Krishna can do everything. Therefore, that mind is now pure, and it is where it's supposed to be with the soul. It is actually the soul's property all along. And the soul misused it in the spiritual world by envying Krishna. And he got put here. So when we get cleaned up by the mercy of a spiritual master, then we go back to the spiritual world. At that point, the subtle body is destroyed, which means the thinking that's negative about Krishna is over. And so now we're back in the spiritual world in our pure state, and our pure mind still is there. But it's a pure mind this time. That's why when they say goodness, goodness, passion, and ignorance, those are the three modes of nature in the material world. But when they say the mind, they say purified goodness. They don't say something different. Purified goodness, 100% good. Still goodness, but there's no contamination of negativity in it. That belongs to the mind. That belongs to the soul. So what is it? It's the same one. Mind, that's pure, that's all. So we don't have a different mind going into the spiritual world. We have a clean mind going into the spiritual world, that's all. And that's why we spend some time here, because people don't understand subtle body. Subtle body is not something you can handle, okay? It's all ethereal, it's all like that. So that is the difference. So matter and spirit, they are not different from the Supreme Brahman. Lord Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Maybe na prakriti astada. The material energy is Krishna's energy, but it's separated from him. So Prabhupada said the spiritual energy is also his energy, but it's not separate from him. The material energy has a contamination. Krishna deals purely only. Purely. Even though the energy of separation, separated material energy is also from him. But he chooses to deal with purity. So those who are 100% 100% submitted to him, then he opens up to them. So when we surrender ourselves fully, not partly, fully to Krishna, we will also see Krishna's hands in everything that we do. This is a fact. We suffer because we try to make decisions on our own rather than depending on Krishna and using our mind surrendered to Krishna so Krishna can make decisions for us in this world. We try to make decisions ourselves. And if you try to make decisions yourself, Maya just works with you. And you get in all kinds of trouble. But when you surrender your mind fully to the Krishna consciousness, to the "You run my life, dear Krishna, dear Guru," we say Guru because he's a representative of Krishna, and we are going through life based on instructions and examples of Guru. Krishna has appointed Guru as a representative so that we can learn how to relate to Krishna by relating to Guru. So we always mention Guru because he's the one who's teaching us, and Krishna has appointed and empowered Guru and also works through Guru for our benefit. So life should be, in the morning, you hear Krishna consciousness. You start with Krishna consciousness. You hear lectures. But your prayer should also be, "Today, please Guru," because Guru is the, you know, "Please my Guru," or "Oh my Guru, please guide me so that everything that I do will be sanctioned by you and Krishna." So then at that point, you subordinated your mind to Krishna. See, we have free choice. So we can go, that's how we're in a detached shakti, where we can choose whether we want to be spiritual or material in thinking and in action. But when in your own mind, your own decision that you make is a decision that everything I do, material and otherwise, spiritual, should all be sanctioned by Krishna. And if Krishna doesn't want that thing to happen, then cut it off. Or as my Guru Maharaj likes to say, sabotage it. Once you pray like that, it is one of the most sensible prayers you can make. And it also makes you humble automatically, because you have mentally moved out of the way and are now allowing Guru and Krishna to run your life. It is, believe me, it is a wonderful thing to do. Because even when you think you're lost, you think your mind says you're lost in something or you can't figure it out, in the end, you realize that it's only the Lord that's taking you in a different direction to end in a better situation than what you could have thought of on your own. So our false ego actually interrupts us, making us think that we can make decisions ourselves, when all we need to do is subordinate our mind and our intelligence to Krishna. We subordinate or give our mind freely to Krishna. Krishna, you control the mind. Then the Paramatma, the Super Soul, now works through the intelligence and feeds, "Do this, do that, do this." So now the intelligence that helps the mind to do the right thing is all taking its cues from the Super Soul. That's Krishna himself in our hearts. That's how we're supposed to live our lives. Those in the spiritual world know this so well, it is automatic. Everything is for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are so humble that they serve those who serve, those who serve, those who serve, those who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Servant of a servant of a servant of a servant. And fortunately, the system is set up so that once we get initiated or are interested in a certain spiritual master and we connect with them, and if not, still connecting with Srila Prabhupada, we are automatically servant of a servant of a servant. Why? Because the Parampara is set up that way. They themselves, from Srila Prabhupada on, Srila Prabhupada is a guru. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, who has a guru, Srila Gokishore Das Babaji, and the list goes on, and it goes on and on. And they serve. They serve the gurus, therefore, by connecting with them, you are servant of a servant of a servant. They also instruct that we should serve devotees. Therefore, we should serve devotees, obeying the instructions that way, our love increases. We have to start by loving devotees. Devotees are the ones that are, we're going to hear, this is it, we're going to hear Krishna Katha through them. You will not hear Krishna Katha from non-devotees. Devotees make you remember Krishna. Devotees make you worship with Krishna. You worship with them. You worship with them. You do things that are familiar to you and to them. It's all Krishna consciousness. So when you're with them, you're in the right place. And they will help you in your transition back to the spiritual world. So they become most important in terms of making sure your relationship is good with them. Now, some may be inimical they will be, you know, they feel uncomfortable with you, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable with them. As we were talking the other day, let me not wish anything but the highest good for my worst enemy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said, one of his words of advice, words of wisdom to us. So, the problem in this world now is Nate Vitu Swaka Gatim Hivishnu, Bhagavatam 7531. People are not understanding that the aim of life is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're not interested in knowing the original cause of everything. People just study what the world is like, but they're not focusing on the supreme energy, the energetic, where the source of this comes from. Srila Prabhupada continues that aromas from the earth are different scents, and they are used and manufactured for different manufactured things for different purposes, but the original cause is the earth, nothing else. He gives an example that a water pot may be used to carry water, but the pot is nothing but the earth. I mean, it's like that. Everything is made from the earth, and the earth is from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everything stops with and starts with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we understand that Krishna is the original cause of everything, we don't need to separately study the subsidiary varieties, the Prabhupada says. Therefore, from the very beginning, it said, Satyam Param Dimahi. Dimahi, I meditate upon. Satyam, truth, param, highest. So, Satyam Param Dimahi means I meditate on the absolute truth. Once you meditate and understand that Krishna is the supreme and everything comes from him, then you have the ultimate truth. Everything else is subsidiary. And your understanding is, everything I study, I have to relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and understand that it came from him. Then you are in the right mindset. So, as devotees, we should do a few things. Apart from our understanding that Krishna is the Supreme and our connection with Krishna is through Guru and the devotees. You love devotees with your heart. Love them. My Guru Maharaj said, well, yeah, you've heard you love your neighbor as yourself. He challenged us. He said you should love your neighbor more than yourself. How? Even those things that you would like to do for yourself, when somebody else needs that thing, you do for them first. Don't say, well, you know, I can do for me too. And the same thing they're asking, I need to do for myself. So I'll put theirs on hold and when I finish mine, I'll do for them. No. You do theirs first. Make their wishes a priority. Then you're loving them more than yourself. The more you do that, the more Krishna is pleased. And let's look at the situation if you do for somebody who is not a devotee. What's the benefit? The person will be so pleased with you doing that, that you will become their friend. And if you become their friend, you can inject Krishna consciousness to them. Even if they're not interested in God consciousness, because they are a friend, if you give them a snack, that's prasadam, you still have helped them. They'll accept that. They will accept that. They don't like God, but if you give them something that they like to eat, and you've offered to Krishna, they'll take it. So then you have, in a covert way, given them Krishna consciousness. Because, as His Holiness Lokanath Swami said the other day, Krishna prasadam will do its work. It will convince that person later. The time is not in our control as to when they become fully devoted to Krishna. But that time will come. They will start. Prasadam sows the seed of devotion in everyone's mind. Devotee and non-devotee. Devotees are already, you know, going through the nine processes. They're chanting Hare Krishna. They're fortunate. Non-devotees, if you give that to them, they also start their Krishna consciousness. The rest is taken over by Krishna himself. But you just plant that by giving them prasadam. So everybody can get benefit from us. So we need to take this process seriously and also give it out. See, Holiness Chandamali Swami was speaking to us Thursday. It was a program on Zoom. And he was speaking to us 2 days ago. And we were fortunate to have his darshan lecture for 2 hours, 7 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time to 9 o'clock. So normally for an hour, but he spoke 2 hours. And we were all too happy to hear from him. So many things came. He had some comment about the coronavirus. He had a comment which he quoted a text from Srimad Bhagavatam that what happens on the earth is that the Lord watches what we do. And since we're on the earth, he works through the earth sometimes. And so the earth, Mother Bhumi, gives nice rewards if we treat ourselves nice and we treat the earth nice. And she chastises when we do the wrong thing. And so he was explaining that there is a part of Srimad Bhagavatam that there is payback or reaction when we do the wrong thing, and one of them is pestilence. And so pestilence, the coronavirus, falls under pestilence. Some people would say, oh, well, it is actually man-made, and it may be man-made, but man-made, so what? It's Krishna that controls everybody's mind. He's in the heart of everybody. If they're going to do the wrong thing, they can't do anything unless Krishna permits it. So sometimes the demons may have some idea they're going to do this and that. But the Lord is also watching to see what happens. The Lord protects the planet as long as the planet is in the right mindset. But the planet is now, planet people are killing cows. They're doing a lot of wrong things, abominable. The earth is really contaminated with swear words and all kinds of things. So what do they expect? Mother Bhumi will be used sometimes to punish us by natural causes, and sometimes pestilence comes. This is actually from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 24. And if I get to it, I'm opening my, I want to read the text itself. So I'm opening my database as I speak now. 724, here we go. So, now, the Sanskrit is Kripaya Bhujatam Dukam Devam Chayat Samadina Atmajam Yoga Viryena Nidram Satva Nisevaya. The translation is, by good behavior and freedom from envy, one should counteract sufferings due to other living entities. By meditation in trance, one should counteract sufferings due to providence. And by practicing Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, and so forth, one should counteract sufferings due to the body and mind. I got the right one. Let me see. Yeah. Okay. Similarly, by developing the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating, one should conquer sleep. Now, in the purpose, the Papa says, by practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. That's the first point. By practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. Since I suffer when pinched or killed by others, I should not attempt to pinch or kill any other living entity. People do not know that because of killing innocent animals, they themselves will have to suffer severe reactions from material nature. Any country where people indulge in unnecessary killing of animals will have to suffer from wars and pestilence imposed by nature. And Maharaj said pestilence, one of them is the coronavirus, because of what we're doing in the earth. Comparing one's own suffering to the suffering of others, therefore, one should be kind to all living entities. Since you don't like to suffer, you shouldn't impose suffering on other living entities, is what he's saying. One cannot, he continues his purport, one cannot avoid the sufferings inflicted by providence. You can't avoid it. And therefore, when suffering comes, one should fully absorb oneself in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. One can avoid sufferings in the body and mind by practicing mystic Hatha Yoga. Well, there is Hatha Yoga, which is called the yoga stretching exercises that, you know, puts the mind, the body in a different, in a good mindset to be able to function. But the highest mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the one that counteracts everything, literally, that we need at the spiritual level. So Srila Prabhupada says, We will suffer war and pestilence for unnecessary killing of animals, especially the cow. And this is what's happening. People are just killing all over the place. All countries. Killing cow without thinking twice. Killing other animals. And then some animals that really don't help us very much, we revere them. Like the dog and the cat. How much help are they? Well, how much help is a cat? But cats are saved. And the cow that supplies more for us, economically, better for us alive than dead. Cow dung, cow urine, cow's milk, all of that support us. The cow is our mother. We kill him. We kill that animal. We have things backwards. And therefore, we suffer. So this is what's going on. So many things are coming from what we've done in the past. And that's why devotees are taken away from this. Do not do those kinds of activities. Or go take meat and eat it, because then you're supporting a business that has killed the animal. So all of that has to stop. Besides, it's not really a good diet for us anyway. The body is meant for milk and fruits and vegetables. And Krishna sanctions that. Therefore, if we take a vegetable and the way the vegetable is designed, like a carrot, it takes the carrot's body and the body is gone. The soul is benefited when we cook and offer to Krishna, and we have that soul is also benefited. That soul that was in the carrot plant. So we are fortunate that we understand all of these things. All we have to do is take it seriously. So in this particular year, 2021, we have to take Krishna consciousness so seriously and dive into, and as much as we can hear lectures here, so that we can be submitted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And last challenge is stop hearing anything material, and your whole day hear things connected with Krishna consciousness only. If you do that for 3 weeks, it's going to become a habit, and you will give up all of those things that are not important, that are material, that we listen to, that pollute our minds. You'd be surprised how much our minds are polluted by not hearing Krishna consciousness ideas. Get away from that and listen to songs connected with Krishna consciousness. Hear Krishna consciousness lectures. Chant the whole time. Finish your japa early. Finish it in the evening if you have to. But finish 16 rounds is not enough. It's just to help us to develop attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But love comes from doing more. And we need to love. Our life is for Krishna prema. So take all of those things. You can in fact do without them. The material things that pollute our minds and take us away from Krishna consciousness into darkness. Stay in the light. And program yourself. See, Chanamaya Swami gave that as also his own that he was going to do. His own resolution for 2021. Take Krishna consciousness seriously. Chant with greater attention. Chant distinctly. See, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, chant the mantra loud and with attachment. Your heart should be in it. And it drives away inertia, and it drives away all kinds of material things, because the Lord's potency is there in his name. Lord Chaitanya says all his energies are in his name. So you chant, you have everything that your mind needs. Get away from everything that you used to listen to that is not helpful spiritually. Get away from it. Even if it's sports, get away from it. Just try it. Say, oh, but it's going to be... And don't go... The mind will try to get you to do something. Will tempt you to do something that's not Krishna conscious. Get away from it. Ignore the mind. And use the whole day from morning to evening. Krishna consciousness. Not part of it. The whole day. Not do lecture and then hear and then and after that the rest of it, as you're doing material things, you forget about Krishna. No. Have a music going on that talks about Krishna. Have a lecture going on that talks about Krishna. The whole day. Go to sleep. Have your computer or something running with the mantra chanting very softly, and then you go to sleep and stay, keep it on the whole night. Next morning, 24 hours Krishna consciousness. You will see what will happen and how much Krishna will help us materially and spiritually. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Dharmaraj is saying these bodies are transformations from the earth. Back to the lecture itself, the text, which says, I want to read it again, just the translation. All of us on the surface of the globe are living entities in different forms. Some of us are moving, some not moving. All of us come into existence, remain for some time. We are annihilated when the body is again mixed with the earth or mingled with the earth. So we are all simply transformations of the earth. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of earth that exist in name only. In name only means we're not the actual these bodies. And the names attached to it is not us. Our real name is in the spiritual world. Our real name. Everything goes out of the earth, and then when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth. That's all these physical bodies are. Just use it in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to do the service. I look forward to it every Saturday morning. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Babaji.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Many, many thanks,
Prabhu. Haribol. From the bottom of my heart, I'm really begging everybody, please take Krishna consciousness seriously. You'll be very happy you did. Hare Krishna.
It's a very nice reminder. My Guru Maharaj also says the same thing. The KTVG, keep the vision going. It's not just your sadhana and your Krishna consciousness there. Throughout the day, it has to be, some of your consciousness has to be in your life, in all the activities you do. Thank you, Prabhu. I don't have any more questions. If anybody else has any questions, they can ask. Okay, then I think we can, no less any questions, we can end the call, Prabhu.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Sujitanam, Ravanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namaha, Jai. Hare Krishna, Jai. 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 Hare Hare Bol, Jai.